Kane is in the building.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. We continue. It's top five, bottom five time. Now we've just done 11 weeks of the National Football League. Now it is time to see who we like at the top, and then later we will go to the bottom. And we always start with the top first. It's not as fun as the bottom because we like to laugh at the teams in the bottom, but the top five can be a little difficult. So we're going to get rocking and rolling with number five all the way up to number one. And on my sheet in front of me, you will see three teams listed at five. Two of them were crossed out. But the team I left, and I probably shouldn't have done this, but I kept them. I put them there, and that was San Francisco. I'm falling victim to a thing I hate, which is the last thing I saw is the best thing I saw. I hate it. I hate that. I think we need to be more diligent not to do that as a culture, but we do it as a culture. But I was really impressed with the Niners last night, man. I really was. And I said, if this is the team I'm going to get the rest of the way, this is a top team in the NFL. Forget the NFC, the NFL. The teams that I had on it, I don't want to give away my top five that much, but I had two teams that I really believe in that I have them crossed out. I'll tell you about them later, but I don't want to give it away because I want to give you the mystery of who the top other four could be. But I put two teams, legitimate teams on there that I crossed out. But I put San Francisco at number five.
I did the same. Yeah, I did the same. And you know, yeah, maybe he's drinking the Kool-Aid. I think the way I'm looking at it now is just what their potential is going to be.
What their potential is. I forget their record. Their potential is great.
I mean, the record is, you know, it's not good. You know, I mean, it's a decent record. They're, what, first in the NFC West
now?
Yeah,
they're 6-4, you know. So, there's a whole bunch of these teams that are like that.
There's a lot. There's other teams that don't have four losses. Like, for instance, the one team that I did take out of my top five were the Dolphins, and I feel like I'm punishing them because they were on a bye.
Yeah, I know. I had to do that, too. I was thinking that, too. But
it's also because, it's like, I kind of want to talk about the Niners right now. This is, I think, right, I could seriously see them running the table from here on out.
Yeah, the team I'll tell you one team that I took out of the top five, and that was Tennessee. I had Tennessee in the top five last week. I took them out. I still love them. I still think that they've got, they still got a formula that I think could work. It didn't work last year, but it could work. But to me, my question was, who do I trust in a game? Do I trust the Niners with all their weapons, or do I just trust Derrick Henry? Because that's really right now.
Really, yeah.
That's all Tennessee has. And I'm telling you, the Niners' defense is good. The offense is fantastic. I trust them more. So that's one of the teams I crossed off the list at five. All right, getting to four. This is where I kept the Dolphins, though. I was with you. I wanted to go, you know, let's just talk about the teams that played. But I really still like the Dolphins a lot. I still think they are explosive. I think this is one of those situations where you could honestly take a guy like Tyreek Hill, and it's great that it has worked out for him, right? He left an amazing team in Kansas City, but now he's on an amazing team in Miami. That's not the case with Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams is not going to the playoffs. Would he have gone to the playoffs if he was on Green Bay? I don't know. Maybe. Probably. But the reality of it is Tyreek Hill is heading in that direction. The Chiefs are heading in that direction. It worked out for both teams. It's worked out for him. The Dolphins are still explosive. Tua has lost as the starter. I wanted to do what you did and just go, yeah, but you know what? They didn't play. But I kept them at four.
I fully agree. I mean, yeah, the fact that Tua is still undefeated this season. I mean, right. It's just ridiculous. And yeah, you know, they'll probably be in my top five next week because I don't even know who they're playing, but that team's already lost.
Yeah, right.
Number four for me, this is where I had the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's another team I went,
I was super impressed because I've had the Vikings in my top five the last two, 3 weeks, and I don't know if it was the Vikings are not who I thought they were, or the Cowboys are not who I thought they were. And I couldn't struggle. I'm struggling between the two, but I just was really impressed with the way the Cowboys played. They just came out and just blew the Vikings out of the water.
Yep, that's the other team I had crossed off.
Yeah, I mean, it was a beatdown.
It really was. I mean, I heard some people say this is the game for that. You know, Dak Prescott. I'm like, well, if we're doing that with Dak Prescott, he shouldn't be in the NFL.
Well,
like, if we reach that point now, where this is the game that defines him.
Like, I'm not really sure it was all him, because Pollard had just an incredible day. And that defense was relentless.
I love the 1-2 combination between those two backs. I love that you can get Ezekiel. I said this, I think we talked about this off the air. I love that Pollard can set up something that Ezekiel Elliott can run on short yardage into the goal line. I thought that worked out great. It was a really good game for Dak Prescott. The defense is really good. Really good. It's right now the number one scoring defense in the NFL. It's really, really good. It's a real elite. Bobby Bell told us that a couple of weeks ago. This is the main reason they could go to the Super Bowl is their defense. It's that good. So let's go to 3. Buffalo. That's where I put the Bills. Not quite up there yet, like in terms of getting into the top one again, because, again, they've lost 2 in a row. They bounced back nicely in their game against Cleveland. But here's the thing. I thought the Bills would be explosive. Indoors, slow down. Like, the Browns' defense is not that good. But Tyler Bass kicked a bunch of field goals. It wasn't like what they've done in the past, right, where, like, he's throwing it around to 3 different guys and he throws 4 touchdowns and 350 yards. Still, though, the Bills did bounce back with a win in Detroit against Cleveland, so I put them at 3.
Yeah, for number 3 for me, this is where I had the Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, you know, you're still only one loss on the season, still top in the NFC, but you almost let Jeff Saturday get his second win of his coaching career.
I almost did that, Ron. I almost flipped them Buffalo and Philly because I didn't really like the way the Philadelphia Eagles won that game.
Yeah, that's why I did. I have Buffalo at 2. Because I gave Buffalo a little bit more credit for getting for being able to put together a game plan on I feel on short notice.
Right.
You know, they had to have fans plow the streets for them, shovel their driveways, just so they can get on an airplane.
Oh, that's nice of you. I should have considered that, and I didn't. You're right. They got little help from the community
They didn't have a final practice before the game.
Yep.
So, you know, there was a little bit of weirdness to their schedule.
Kansas City won for me. Yeah, I know. They had to work for it. They had to work for it on Sunday night, but they pulled it off.
I really wish I could have dropped him out of my...
No doubt.
Well, I wouldn't have dropped him out of my top 5. I might have moved the Chargers up if the Chargers won.
All right, a lot more fun in the bottom 5 as we talk about some of the worst teams in the NFL. That's coming up next. It's Wake Up Call, Sports America Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
So we just did top 5. And by the way, we are, I think we are drinking a little of the San Francisco Kool-Aid. I will say, I'm not afraid to admit that. But I was really impressed last night, man. I really was. How about the bottom 5? How about teams that are on the bottom end of it? All right, so we start with 28 all the way to number 32. All right, so there are teams I threw on here that I was like, I can't wait till I get to them so I can just rip them a new one. But then I thought to myself, okay, there's one team I am going to put on this that I've just been not disappointed because they really didn't have a high expectations, but I can't rip them like I could, let's say, the Steelers. And I didn't put the Steelers in my bottom 5. I thought they played well.
Good for you.
Against
you should.
Cincinnati. I thought they played well.
When Najee Harris is hurtling people.
They could have won that game. They could have won that game against the Cincinnati Bengals, and they didn't. So that's progress. But here's a team that didn't play, and they're like vanilla. I'm not angry that they're bad. They're just bad. And that's Jacksonville. Jacksonville started the season with a lot of promise. I think they were 2-1 in their first 3 games. They had back-to-back wins. They had beaten the Colts and the Chargers. And since then, they've been kind of a mess. They've lost 6 of their last 7. They got bombed by, what was the team they got railed by? They lost it to a bunch of team. I forgot what it was. But anyway, they're coming off a loss to Kansas City a week ago. They've got teams on their schedule that are all these teams have winning records. They play the Titans twice. They play the Ravens. They play Dallas. They play the Jets. They got a mess coming up. I'm not mad that they're bad. I'm just a little disappointed. I thought they'd be a little better than 3-7. So Jacksonville's 28.
No, I feel it with you. That's where I had the Jaguars as well. I didn't. Yeah. I almost left them out just because they didn't play last week. But you know, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm a Trevor Lawrence excuse maker.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you.
And I feel like, you know, it was like, you know, we had on Mark Long a couple of weeks ago, and he's like, remember, this is kind of Trevor Lawrence's rookie year because last year doesn't count. I'm like, all right. Well, shouldn't we see some improvement midway through the season? And I'm really not seeing it yet.
Yeah, I just...
You know, I mean, he's missing reads. And I don't know.
Do
I don't know what it is.
Expect him to beat, like, Kansas City? No. But, I mean, I expect him to beat the Colts.
Yeah. Like, now, will it be different next year? Because I'm giving him another year when he has Calvin Ridley to throw to.
Right, exactly.
Maybe it'll be a little bit more exciting.
Maybe so.
We know Shaq Conn is not going to get rid of Doug Peterson after one season, so he's going to keep him around. So maybe you know, we're wanting really, you know, is not to talk about them.
That's very true.
You know, kind of take a break from talking about them, whether it's top five or bottom five. Just be in the middle for a little bit.
Number 29 for me, I put the Rams. Now the Rams have got some excuses. Cooper Kupp is on the IR, needed ankle surgery. And by the way, Matt Stafford got his second concussion in 2 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, well, 3 weeks, I should say, because he got a concussion, then he didn't play, then he came off the concussion protocol, and then he got another one. As of this morning, I didn't see any news that he was back in the protocol, so they're still evaluating him. So
there's a couple
of excuses there. But the Rams have lost 3 in a row. They're 3-7. It's the worst record of any defending Super Bowl champion at this point in the season. They're just not the same team at all. And so the Rams, unfortunately, they don't inspire me to think they'll be a good team eventually. This is a lost year for Sean McVay. Maybe that television deal was attractive. I don't know. But the Rams are at 29.
Do you think Aaron Donald has came into a locker room at least some point during the season and go, I did not come back for this.
I didn't come back for this. We're 3-7 and a mess, an absolute mess. Yeah, and again, there are some excuses there. But you know what? They weren't even that good of a team when they had Cooper Kupp healthy. It wasn't like we saw the remnants of what they were when they won the
Super Bowl. They have not looked good this season at all.
No, not at all. So,
Number 29 for me, this is where I have the Raiders.
Raiders, okay.
Yes, I know you beat the Broncos. Whoop-de-doo. You're a terrible team, still. I don't know what is going on. I had such high hopes for you as a team, as an organization this year. You guys made the playoffs last year because my Chargers handed it to you. But since they handed that playoff berth for you guys haven't done anything this season. In fact, it feels like you guys are imploding within. And we're already talking about, is Josh McDaniels on the hot seat? Is Derek Carr even an NFL quarterback? You know, I'm sorry.
What more do you need? Like, your buddy, the best wide receiver.
The best wide receiver in the game. You got Josh Jacobs, a great running back. You have a fantastic defensive line. I mean, I hate that defensive line with a passion.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they've got some great players on the defensive line.
Yeah. And still, nothing. You got 3 wins on the season. And they're really, like, it's nothing.
All right, so 30 for me. I just want to put the Denver Broncos. I want to put them lower. If I had my way, I'd put them 32. This is so embarrassing. But I can't because the defense is still rock solid, so at least one part of it is working good. This NFL team should be bottled up and preserved as a lesson in hubris. I mean, for the love of Pete, this has been a complete and utter failure. This should be an example to NFL teams about being really careful no matter who you have. We make fun of this all the time, but it bears repeating. They are locked into this guy, Russell Wilson, until 2028. Like, for the love of Pete, what are they thinking? They gave it a contract extension for him. They were so desperate for a long time Pro Bowl level signal caller. They gave him a contract extension before he played one snap for the organization. That's what they did. And now they're stuck with this guy. And I'm not saying he can't get better. Maybe with a new head coach, he can get better. But what more can this team do? Nathaniel Hackett had to hire a guy to help him manage other things. Now he got Clint Kubiak. What are you there for, Nathaniel Hackett, if you're just hiring people to do your job for you? What a disaster. Denver should be at the bottom, but because their defense is good, I'm leaving them at 30.
All I'm going to say is this, Tony. You're a better man than me. At number 30, this is where I had the Panthers.
Ah, the Panthers.
Because I can't even name you a person on this team anymore, aside from the quarterbacks. And I know you thought bringing him over, saving him from Cleveland was going to be a win-win situation. It turns out it's a lose-lose situation because, Baker, we're seeing your true colors. Panthers, you're still without a quarterback.
They are so – I just might as well keep it rolling because I had the Panthers at 31. They are a mess. I mean, they don't even want Baker Mayfield to start this week.
They don't.
He turned the ball over three times in the fourth quarter with two interceptions. They want they might even try Sam Darnold this weekend. It's still up in the air.
At this point, I would. I don't even care if he's still hurt.
They got nothing. They have absolutely nothing.
If he's on crutches, have him throw the ball anyways from a wheelchair. I don't care.
There was a little glimmer of hope for Steve Wilks. Like, they beat the Buccaneers, and they played tough against the Falcons in Atlanta when he took over the job. And they were going to have a running game, and they were going to build around the run. But no, they don't have an identity. They've got nothing. And now they've got three quarterbacks, and one of them's hurt, and two of them they don't even want in the building. Ugh, what a mess. What a mess. So, I put the Carolina Panthers at 30.
Yeah, it's you mean 31.
31, I mean. I'm sorry, 31. Yeah.
31 for me. This is where I had the Texans.
Texans, yeah. Okay.
The Texans, I don't even know what to say about them anymore.
All right, because I'm glad you brought them up, because I'll put them at, they're 32 for
right.
me. But I should have done something like where I said, what do I expect?
Yeah.
They got no players.
I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe we should take the Texans out of the bottom five from here on out, just because, like, you know what? You don't have anybody. Georgia might have a better team than you.
They got Brandon Cooks, but that's it. Yeah, right. That's it.
Who'd you just say, Tony?
Brandon Cooks.
He doesn't even want to be on the team.
He doesn't even want to play.
That's the problem. You guys, I mean, your best player is like, trade me, cut me. I don't care what it is.
I think Damian Pierce has got a lot of potential. I hope he gets on a good team. I hope that team gets better for him because I think he's a good running back. He's one of the top running backs in the league. He's done very well, but that's it. That's all they got. They got nothing else. They're not competitive. They're not going to give you their best fight. They can't play.
No, I mean, I'm gonna disagree with you right there. They will give you their best fight,
but it's not good enough
because that's all they
that's all they got.
It's not that great. It's
I should have given them like a little bit, like put them like what you did, like 31, and then punish an even more disappointing team.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have fun talking about them anyways because at number 32, this is where I put the Broncos.
Good for you.
And here's the reason why this really stuck me and struck me as comical this week. I know we focus a lot on the coaching and the players, and yet I'll agree with you, they do have a decent defense. The thing that really hit me the most, and I can't remember if it was yesterday or I think it was yesterday, because yesterday was Monday, so the news came out yesterday. They cut Melvin Gordon.
Yep.
That was the first smart thing they've done in this season.
He's had five fumbles already.
But here's where it's comical, because it was just 2-3 weeks ago, they said, no, you're the starter, you're going to get all the touches, because Melvin Gordon was sad.
Yeah, he was sad. He was whining on the bench.
He was sad.
Yeah.
And the coaching staff said, you know what? Let's make him happy. And let's give him the ball more. And let's let Melvin Gordon play. Even though he's not that good, we're going to let him play. Because we don't want sad players on our team. All the way till today, where now he is looking for a job. He probably won't find one. Maybe he'll find one in the CFL, XFL. I don't know. NFL might throw a flyer at him as a third string running back. I'm not sure.
It is so amazing to me, and I brought this up yesterday. It is so amazing to me that this team can't score, that when they did get a first quarter touchdown, I would have said, well, I bet they get another one. Like, but they didn't get another one.
No, this.
Like, it's every, no matter who they play, they can't score.
And I do believe it's twofold. I do believe that, it's kind of like the Baker Mayfield situation with the Panthers. You know, Baker Mayfield, I thought, got a raw deal with the Browns.
I did too.
And then he shows up at the Panthers, and I'm like, well, maybe he didn't.
Maybe you're right. Like,
were right all along. And so, you start to look at Russell Wilson that way. You know, Russell Wilson, was great in Seattle. It was we used to complain to the high heavens that he never got one single MVP vote ever.
Right.
And yet Seattle is one of the more dominant teams in the NFC. Now we remove him from Seattle. We put him on the Broncos. And I'm sitting there looking at it like, oh, God, maybe Seattle was right all along.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not Russell Wilson. Maybe Pete Carroll is just a great coach, maybe it was the complimentary players around him that were, you know, did a little bit extra, a lot more for him.
Completely.
Because, you know, I'm not impressed with Russell Wilson right now.
You know,
and I don't know if it's still, you know, it's a learning curve. I'm trying to get used to the altitude. I don't know.
Yeah, you and I, could, a couple years down the road, could be going, well, yeah, all right, it took a while, but he finally got a groove. But right now, it looks like a horrific deal for the Broncos.
And 100%, it could be the coach, because Nathaniel Hackett is not a coach. I'm sorry.
He's terrible.
And
this was a terrible decision.
When that firing comes on Black Monday at the end of the season, not a shock at all.
I don't care if it's Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, I don't care who it is. You cannot hire a coach to lure a player to you. You cannot hire a head coach to lure any player. I don't care what level it is. It is too important of a position to be monkeying around with. Well, if we hire him, we'll land him. You can't do that. They brought him in because they thought they were going to get Aaron Rodgers.
It's kind of the reason
complete mess.
Wouldn't you agree? It's probably how they got Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's probably
Russell
true.
Russell probably looked at it and was like, oh, man, Nathaniel Hackett, he was great with Aaron.
Sure.
Can you imagine the numbers I'm going to put up?
Right, exactly. But he can't coach,
and you're
seeing the effects of it. Can't coach. You're better off hiring the best coach you can and go, trust me, you'll be fine with him. He's well-respected. They all know who's respected in the league.
Yeah.
All right, that is our top five, bottom five as we continue. It is Wake Up Call.